How has Glory affected you? How do you know her?
Well, through the meetings at AA, specifically at the Bristol group on Euclid in Virginia, and I met her, I want to say 2 years ago, at least 2 years. And, she came into the room and she kind of lit up the room. And, I also have kind of like that fun-loving personality, energetic personality at times too. And so I went up to her and I said, "Tell me your name." And she, we kind of hit it off right there and, shared our joy of being sober that day, and being at the meeting. And then ever since then, every time we saw each other at meetings, we'd always say hello, check on each other, and greet each other, and, see how things are going. And we'd visit before the meeting or after the meeting. And then sometime later, I would see her, at Dave's house, because they became friends. And, of course, I'm friends with Dave as well. And Dave moved one time and we spent all day with Gloria, and Gloria and I, would hang out in the kitchen because we'd go out there, to say, okay, what can we help with? And everybody would bark at us. And she and I were very similar personalities at times. And so we just escaped to the kitchen and just visited pretty much all day, go help for a little bit, come back and visit. And so I got to really know her, her history. She was telling me a lot about herself and her background and likes, dislikes, and that kind of stuff. And I also shared, the same thing, where I was from and all. That was a really good day. That was a really good day. And we weren't too lazy. We got work done, but it was a good visiting day, where you got to know somebody more than just at meetings, or kind of superficially. It was good. Yeah, she had some interesting food. It was kind of eclectic, kind of nuts and, things that you don't think would ever go together. It's like bean sprouts and what? What are you putting together, And it was delicious. And of course, I majored in psych, and so I studied personalities, and I picked her personality immediately. And we were talking, I said, I can tell you that if you were in a group and you had to decide what kind of pizza you do, you would probably go, well, I don't know, let's get one of everything and go to every single pizza place in town, because that would be fun. And she goes, yeah, that's me, but yeah, I picked her personality out. She's a fun, energetic, joy to be around. I did. I enjoyed her.
That's fantastic. So you feel like she's still living with you?
Oh yeah, she always will be. Yep. It was very nice. And I got to talk to her, the evening before she passed, and we got to say hello, and we loved each other, and that we haven't seen each other in such long, we should visit, and absolutely, I gotta see you, And you shared goodwill to each other, and that it's been far too long since we hung out and visited. So, but life has different plans. But it was nice talking to her.
Yeah, I certainly miss her. Mm-hmm. Same thing. She was a light into the world.
Oh yeah.
As far as to me, she just her spirit, it was just so lively, and she was so contented and happy, and around everybody she came in contact with.
Yeah, there was never a stranger around her. She always was very sociable.
We went downtown, and she'd walk up to this one lady. She was wearing a brooch, on her thing, and she would say, "Oh, it's so beautiful." Mm-hmm. It's like this is gorgeous, and where'd you get this, and all mm-hmm. this stuff. And she went on and on and on.
Yeah, she could start a conversation with just anybody. We were at the Blackbird Bakery one day, and I can't remember. It must have been after a meeting or before a meeting, or we happened to, you know, everybody happened to converge there at a certain time or something. And I mean, she must have talked to like 30 people, you know. Some she knew, some she didn't. You know, it was just like, you know, the life of the corner of the street, you know. Everybody, you know, making feel everybody feel welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's fantastic.